A judge who is not sitting on the bench as a judge is just another person. You may wish to listen to that person, or you may choose to ignore what that person has to say. But the moment that person puts on his or her judge's robes and speaks, you can no longer ignore the words. What the judge says is important. You must pay attention to the person holding the office of judge. In our reading from the Evangelist John this morning, Caiaphas speaks. It is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. St. John tells us that these words are to be heeded because Caiaphas is speaking as one holding the office of high priest. He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation. Those of you who are attending the Invitational Campus visit this weekend are aspiring to study for the office of the Holy Ministry. Those of you already studying here will be, God willing, called to that office of the Holy Ministry. And when you are in that office, people will give heed to what you say. They will know that what you have to say is important because you are holding the office of the Holy Ministry. What you will proclaim in that office is, perhaps surprisingly, exactly what Caiaphas prophesied. It is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. You deserve to die eternally because of your sins, your willful disobedience of God's law. But because Jesus Christ has died for you in your place, you no longer will perish eternally, but through faith in Jesus Christ will live forever in heaven. That is the sum and total of the proclamation of the office of the Holy Ministry. This seems simple enough here in Cramer Chapel, but it isn't nearly as simple in practice as it might seem. Satan, the world, and your sinful flesh will try to persuade you to change the message, to dilute the message, because Satan and his kingdom want no one to pay attention to the words of life that are spoken in the office of the Holy Ministry. The arguments that Satan and his minions use are plentiful. The message of Jesus Christ and him crucified simply isn't effective anymore. We need to modernize the message. We need to find a message with more pizzazz. We should pay attention to more important things like justice for everyone. These arguments are persuasive. Or rather, these arguments would be persuasive if God were not helping pastors in their office. Those of us who are ordained have invoked the help of God in carrying out the duties of our office, just as those of you who will be ordained will invoke that same help. And you can depend upon God's help, since it is God himself who has placed or will place you into that office of the Holy Ministry. As you depend upon the God who has called you, you will continue to proclaim the central truth of your office. It is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. Our text does not directly address the rest of you, wives, children, and friends of students and pastors, but it can certainly apply to all of us as Christians. The world of unbelievers sees any of us as speaking and doing out of our standing as Christians and accepts what we do and say as the gospel truth of what Christians are and do. Because each of us still has that sinful flesh with which we were born, however, what we say, are, and do does not always reflect our Christian faith. The solution is not to hide our Christian faith. We couldn't do that even if we wanted to, because our Christian faith will naturally shine forth from us. Our failings as Christians, our failings to preach the right sermon in our actions and words, brings us to repentance, brings us back to our baptism, where each of us was buried into the death of him who would die for the people, so that the whole nation, you and I included, should not perish. We thus end where we began. It is better for you that one man should die for the people, not that the whole nation should perish. That is the sum and substance of all Christian preaching. That is the sum and substance of all Christian living. Because Jesus Christ died for you, you will not die eternally. Because Jesus Christ lives, you also will live eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.